I mean, it's been quite an astonishing week, really, for the sport of football. What's your take on what's happened and how football really has dominated the front pages as well as the back pages of the newspapers this week?
Well, I think it's always sad for the game because, say, we always want what we do best on the back pages. And I think once you've got headlines on front pages, then I always think it's sad for the game and detrimental for the game. It's very difficult to talk with any sort of detail unless you know you're 100% sure of the detail, and of course any names that are mentioned always and should have you know the opportunity to you know give their stories and defend themselves, but certainly you know it's not been a good week for the game.
How do you sort of deal with those kind of things? Are you very much a person that doesn't really concentrate on what's happening in the media and the issues around the sport? I mean, you're very involved with certain elements, with diversity and governance and those sorts of parts of the games of football. But how do you, when it comes to things like this, do you try and just sort of put it to one side and focus on the day job?
You have to. And one thing about being a championship manager is that you know the games are relentless. So you know, amongst everything that's happening, which of course is very, you know, big news. You know, the biggest priority for us here is a very tough game at Sheffield Wednesday, and before that it was a very tough game midweek at Ipswich. So the games are relentless, and that takes the main focus of your attention. It's difficult to ignore everything else going on because it's obviously big news and a lot of people talking about it, but we have to get on with what's the most important thing for us at this minute, and that's winning games and preparing for tough football matches.
Did it surprise you?
I think it's front pages. I think always surprise you. I think we have a very good game here, and I believe a very clean game here, and I think they're always going to be. The things that make the headlines that surprise you, but as I said, I think it's been a tough week. I think the quicker that the detail comes out and any situations or problems are resolved, I think the better. And then I think it allows this game at this moment to get back to what it should be about, and that's the beauty of the game. And you know. We are sitting here today and on the back of two, you know, brilliant games last night. You know, the Celtic-Manchester City game and, of course, in our division, the Newcastle-Norwich game and, you know, two brilliant games and we should be talking about them.